reason Australia has got the most organic land in the world is that, one, we're a very large continent. Secondly, much of Australia is semi-arid or arid, and that's, the outback country. On that land, chemicals have never been used, fertilisers have never been used, pesticides. So it's basically, it's virgin country, it's organic country as it is, and it's terrific for running cattle or sheep. Of course, you need a lot of land to run small herds, but notwithstanding that, it's absolutely fantastic country, and we just need to leave it as it is, use it as it is. So that's a major reason why we've got a lot. The other is that, being a big country, we've got land that has fairly easily converted from conventional farming back to organic. And I'm thinking about dairy country where that land can revert to being organic, and a considerable amount of it is.
What does all of this mean in terms of Australia producing enough food to help feed the population?
Okay. Yeah, look, Australia produces enough food to feed ourselves, 23 million, plus another 40-odd million. We produce enough food to feed 60 million people. So that's not going to feed the world, but by gee, we've got a good chance of feeding those up-and-coming wealthier people in China and Southeast Asia. They're demanding the sort of product we have, good, clean beef, milk. When our produce, our fruit and veggies are coming on in summer, it's winter in Northern Asia, and we can supply fruit and veggies into that those markets. Beef, we predict that China is going to demand an enormous amount of beef as they as the middle class in China becomes richer and richer, and we are in a beaut position.
In terms of capitalising on export markets?
Yes, indeed, and capitalising on export markets, yes, indeed.
But how can farmers supply more for the export markets with issues like shortages for organic supply domestically?
Part of the shortage comes about because we've got increasing demand for, in Australia for organic meats. And again, we're selling an enormous amount of meat overseas. It's simply a need for us to actually brand as our organic that enormous amount of meat we are producing out in the Channel Country and some other parts of outer lands. As organic. It's the meat's there, it's being sold, but not necessarily as organic. And this is where we're missing the market. We could bring in meat from, out of Udnadatta, you name it, further west, which would be organic. It's on organic certified farms, but we're just not labelling it as, or enough of it as organic.
How easy, though, is it to encourage conventional farmers to move into more organic
farming? Well, that's a great question, Lara. Some just jump at the chance. It's their idea. Others, they have concerns. There's a whole range of issues you've got to go through and be certified. So your label says, organic produce from Lara's egg farm or whatever it's going to be called. So it's not it's still a niche market, but I've been looking at the stats statistics for some years now, and particularly noticing what's happening in Northern Europe and the US, and there is certainly a continuing increase in demand for organic farm produce.